Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like DVC by D-Point. D-Point is a mobile resource for Disney Vacation Club owners. One of the most popular features is the Point Maximizer. This feature is designed to help you make the best use of your points by showing you alternative vacations with a single tap. In less than 5 seconds, the app compares your vacation to 82 possible resort and room combinations for your travel dates. So you could spend Easter week in a one-bedroom at Disney's Beach Club Villas or save 28 points and watch the wildlife from the balcony in a one-bedroom Savannah View room at Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas. How cool is that? Check out DVC by D-Point and other great apps over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 812 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and hopefully you're not digging out of too much snow unless you're up in the Northeast. And, you know, from a teacher's perspective, wouldn't be such a bad thing here in St. Louis if you could ship some of that our way here west. We could use a few snow days out here, but no, hopefully you're staying safe. And, you know, like I said on Twitter a little bit earlier this week, if you're stuck in your house, lots of time to listen to great podcasts like the Be Our Guest podcast. So, hey, turn on Magical Mouse Radio if you have power. Sit back with the show and, you know, go back through the archives. Listen to the shows back in the, like, 200s or 300s. They sound way different and they're fun. Yeah. And you can check on our predictions. How do we do? Because we don't know. So hopefully you're staying safe and everybody's having a great midweek. Thanks again for tuning into another One Commute Question Show, where we take your questions and answer them here on the podcast. And hopefully we sound a little bit better than last week, because last week I got a lot of messages saying that we sounded like death, and we were 1 foot in the grave, let me just tell you, trying to get those shows out there. The post-Disney plague had us down for the count, but I think maybe we're on the upswing. I don't know, you know, at least I have medicine now, so I've acknowledged that there's a problem. And, you know, now I'm medicated, so we'll see what happens, and we'll trudge through here. So joining me today, as always, she's a blogger over at touringplans.com, the owner of DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, and she publishes the biweekly e-newsletter, Magically Speaking. We have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, I feel better, so that's all that matters.
It's not that we feel better. Our listeners don't care about that. They just want us to sound better. They just don't want to feel guilty listening to us.
Right. I feel better. I sound better. So, you know, I think it's win-win. So, yay. Everything's much better.
And I absolutely did not mean that, because I'll tell you what, when I posted that, because I never post like about my misery and all that, but that one night I felt so bad, I was like, I feel terrible, or something on Twitter. And I must have gotten 100 messages like, hang in there, hope you feel better, and on Facebook as well. So thank you guys, because my phone just blew up and got text messages and everything. So, yep, yes. Doing better, but we couldn't miss a show. I mean, it's just we don't do that. So we were there, even though it sounded terrible to listen to. We brought them in, you know, we made you listen. It was like painful. We should have not recorded, to be honest.
We're here, though, now.
That's it.
It's all better.
All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, the state where all this plague started for all of us, we have Debbie. What's up, Deb?
Man, blame the state of Florida. I mean, come on.
I'm looking back to, you know, look to the common carrier, and it was Walt Disney World. As much fun as it was, you know, hey. I'm just saying, if I got this sick from running the marathon, if I'm going to do the dopey next year, I better get a life insurance policy or something.
No kidding.
Oh, man, that's pretty rough, man. Okay. But I agree. I live here. And trust me, my allergies have been so bad. Everybody keeps thinking that I've got some kind of sinus, whatever. But it's like, it's just allergies. It's just, the weather's so weird. Seattle are used to like cool weather and then hot weather. But here, I know it's, when I say it's cold, I don't mean like blizzard, like what Pam and you guys live in, but it does get colder, and then it gets warmer, then cold, then warm, then cold. So we're always in a state of weird flux. So I could understand why people get sick here.
That's right. I mean, you got people from every corner of the planet just coming over for a little visit there for a week or so.
Yes, come to Disney. You not only get your souvenirs, but you'll bring back the crud.
You get everything from everywhere. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel from beautiful and powdery white Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How's it going, Pam Forrester?
Yes, we are snowed in, as they say. But you know, it's it does look pretty. What is not pretty is the fact that our driveway is very long. And at the other house, we didn't need a snowblower because we just didn't. Our driveway wasn't that long. At this house, we definitely do. And last year, we had someone who came and plowed. Well, I found out that we do not have that person anymore, and we do not have the snowblower.
Oh, no.
Stinking shovel.
Right. Well, no, I was out there, too. So this does not typically fall under my responsibility, snow removal.
Hannah, how'd you go away to school?
I know, right? So anyways, I have experienced it. I did not like it. And the snowblower is ordered and on the way. So anyway.
Maybe it won't get there till after the snow goes away.
No, it's supposed to be here next week. So.
Well, that's all right.
We already shoveled this stuff. But anyway, so I mean, you know, that kind of stuff, though, I think like once a year or twice a year, it's kind of fun. Like you're out there doing it. And Steve and I were out there shoveling. And, you know, we had some fun. But like, this is it. Like, this is all you get.
Do you want to build a snowman? You discuss it.
No, I just want to go in.
I got work to do. No, my philosophy on shoveling the snow is that it's going to eventually melt, and we both have four-wheel drive vehicles in a very short driveway. So
I know, but we have to clear the sidewalks, and then I figured we might as well do our driveway within 24 hours.
I guess we're hillbillies here. I don't know.
No, you're not hillbillies.
We don't have to. It's up to you, know, if you want to do it, or you can pay some sucker kids walking around, you know, $10 and
I was looking for the sucker kids. They were all at the big sled riding hill. We have a sled riding hill in the neighborhood area. Yeah, I know. And they purposely, I love that about this neighborhood, that they purposely don't plow this one area so that the kids can all do the sled riding there. So I love that. I think that's really cool. But yeah, they should have been here, and I would have paid them to help. You know,
you need to go down there and recruit. That's what you need to do,
right?
Come on,
I need one of those running signs. I'll flip it over. BOGP lizard, will you come?
get a podcast T-shirt with a snowplow. All right, let's get to the questions. Why everybody's here, and we're gonna start off with Megan Curlin. This one just came in today, but it's we need to get to it quickly because it's coming up very soon. So she says, "Hi BOGP crew, my husband and I, along with our 4-year-old and 6-month-old, are traveling to Disney in less than a month for the Princess Half. I'm running the marathon Sunday, and then we're spending Sunday through Thursday in the parks. My parents were supposed to go with us to provide some extra help with the kids, but their plans have changed. This is where I have to give a shout out to the Magic for Less team. They have graciously and quickly helped us change our plans with no complaint. The agent's help was invaluable. So thanks a lot for that, Megan. I'm a Disney veteran. I've even traveled to Walt Disney World while pregnant twice and taken a toddler as small as 2, but never a tiny baby. Any advice for parents who may be in over their heads? I know people take small kids all the time, but I'm a little nervous about the logistics of having an infant. Any tips would be much appreciated. Also, are there places in the parks where a nursing mom can feed a baby without attracting a lot of attention? We are taking the kids in 2 separate strollers so that we can split up whenever it's needed. Thanks so much. Megan is in Middle Georgia, which I didn't know there were different Georgias. South Georgia, North Georgia, and Middle Georgia. That's a new state, I guess. But anyway, so, you know, I will give my 2 cents on this first. I think that it's way easier to take an infant than to take a 2-year-old because they don't have a mind of their own to, you know, they're not trying to escape and, you know, grab everything off every shelf in the Emporium and, you know, bring down the 7,892 Mickeys that are above it. It's really, I thought going with Mallory when she was like 6 months old was a piece of cake as opposed to maybe when she's like 7 and you saw her this past October or January, if you were with us, she can be a challenge and make me very, very, very stressed when I'm around my friends. But I don't know. So, Pam, what tips might you have for her? Because it sounds like she's worried about it, but I think she doesn't have as much worry as maybe she needs to worry about.
No, I totally agree. Once they start walking, we took Hannah, I remember, a trip. She was like 18 months or around that time. And she, of course, could walk, but not great. You know how they do that, like toddling for the whole time they're toddlers. So, I mean, you know, it's never quite steady. And that, oh my gosh, I wanted her to sit in the stroller. She didn't want to sit in the stroller. You know, not that I wouldn't do it all over 100 times over, because I certainly would. But it is when they're an infant, you know, there's much easier to pacify, I think, than a child who does want to get up and run and touch and see and, you know, do all of that. So I think that that's a plus. Don't worry too much about that. Always, you know, my advice when you have kids is try to keep them on the schedule that they're on when the, you know, at home as much as you can. It just makes life for everyone easier. If your child takes a nap and will do it in the stroller in the parks, awesome. If not, head back to the resort. You'll just all be happier for the rest of the day. As far as feeding your child, there are lots of great places. The baby care centers, though, are always super, super quiet and a great place to relax, unwind, take your child, even if they're not nursing or an infant. You know, Hannah at times was one of those kids that while you were feeding her, if she got distracted, like that was it, right? I mean, she was off onto whatever.
But she's like that in normal life anyway.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. That is very, very true. It is carried over. But, I would say that's a great place to take, you know, any child who really just needs some peace and quiet, a little time to wind down. I think it's always a great idea.
All right. So Ricky, have you ever done a blog post on the baby care center? Seems like something you might have.
I have not, because not having a child, I've never even ventured into the baby care centers. So.
See, you need it. Just saying, you know, maybe, Brian, there's your angle. You know she's got a blog post.
That's right, yeah. Maybe someday in the future, but as of this moment, I have not. No announcement to make, nor have I been in those places. So.
Just saying, I thought you might. I mean, you've covered almost everything at this point.
I have. So. I've been into a lot of places at Walt Disney World. There are a few places that I haven't, and that's one of them. So, yeah, no baby care centers for me. Sorry.
So, Debbie, any tips you could offer Megan? Then we'll move on to the next question.
I think that really Pam covered them, all the ones that I would have said. So why be redundant and repeat, right?
All right. Sounds good. Well, Megan, have a great run down there at Princess. Wish I could join you. That's one that I haven't done yet, and I'm very curious about the more I think about it. All right. Another question. This one comes from Mallory Carey. Love the name. That's the first time I've ever had a listener question from a Mallory. And my kid can't write yet too much. So, well, she can write pretty well. I'm not giving her my email address. So she says, hey, dear BOGP crew, I listen to your podcast each week while folding laundry. It helps make the piles go faster. That's awesome. We're the folding laundry podcast. I love it. My family and I are planning a trip in February for Princess Half Marathon weekend. We are running the 5K and the 10K. And in the interest in cramming in every last experience into this trip, I made a breakfast ADR after both races. Friday after the 5K, I have a 8 o'clock a.m. ADR at Akershus. I figured with a 6 a.m. start and a finish in Epcot's parking lot, we could make it if everyone finishes the race in an hour. Have I lost my mind? Will they be flexible with race finishers that early in the morning? Saturday after the 10K, I have a 9:20 Crystal Palace ADR. Only 2/5 of us are running, and we should finish in about 90 minutes or less. The race starts a little later, so I think we can make it. Thank you. Mallory is in Washington, D.C. So let's break this down. So I love the way you're maximizing every single minute. Perfect.
Boy, yeah, every second.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I'm picturing like a cartoon. Like, she's going down the chute for the 5K under the big finish line banner thing. Boom, they put the medal on her. They hand her a banana. She gets a Powerade in her hand. She didn't even slow down. Just, you know, they take her picture with her medal. Just doubles right back to Akershus. I mean, just flies, you know, flashes a magic band. Boop, she's in, you know, past Spaceship Earth and right back there to Norway. So let's see. So let's break down logistics. So it starts at 8 o'clock. Or no, the race starts at 6. It's a 5K. 5Ks usually take about an hour. I mean, by the time you get everything done. So that's 9 o'clock, her ADR, or that's 7 o'clock, so her ADR is at 8. Yeah, no problem. Unless you want to go back and shower, which, you know,
that's
totally up to you. I mean, I was just thinking about the marathon. Nobody wanted to sit next to me after, you know, 26 miles. Oh, no. Lord. We all smelled bad that day. So the 10K, she's looking for a 9:20 Crystal Palace ADR. The Princess 10K, I know the Princess Half Marathon is basically Epcot to Magic Kingdom to Epcot. I'm not sure about the 10K route. Do you know that, Ricky, by chance? I don't have it pulled up.
Nope, but I guess it would probably be similar to what I just ran, if I had to take a guess, which is, I'm going to see if I can pull it up, the Run Disney website, okay, to see if I can pull it up. But, I mean, I just, you know, you ran outside of Epcot and then through World Showcase and then through the Epcot Resort Loop. So, that's what that was, so I'm going to guess it's probably close to the same for the princess.
I just wonder if maybe it's over in the Magic Kingdom area since she has a 80-yard crystal palace, but maybe they're just eating there. And she says it's only 2/5 of them are running, so I think you're going to be totally fine there. First of all, Disney's very flexible on as long as you have a reservation, you're going to probably get there, and especially if 3/5 of your party is going to be able to be there, you can just join them as soon as possible and you'll be fine. So
really not
a big deal. But I was just curious because I hate not knowing stuff, and so I'm not 100% positive on the
I'll see if I can research it.
So. Okay, I'll go on to the next one, and we'll come back to it. So next question comes from Ashley Ridge. She's down in Rome, Georgia. So we've got a lot of Georgians today. Hi there, Mike, Ricky, Debbie, and Pam. First, I want to say how great it is listening to you guys every day on my commute to Atlanta. Without your upbeat daily dose of Disney in my life, I'm not quite sure how I would survive that drive. All kidding aside, I've been listening for some time now and finally decided to write in. I have a few questions, so please bear with me. Question number one, we'll be driving down to the world for my daughter's first trip in December of 2015, as well as mine and my husband's since being kids ourselves. We're staying offside our first night as this is just a travel day and won't get into a park until rope drop the following morning. Since we will be on site the remainder of our trip and parking is free to on-site guests, will we be able to park for free that first morning without checking in to Animal Kingdom Lodge and receiving our parking pass? Or do we need to check in first, bright and early, and then go to the parks until our room is ready? So, Pam, you want to tackle that one?
Yep, they should go and check in. And when they check in, they'll get their parking pass that designates them as an official Walt Disney World Resort guest. They'll also be able to check their magic bands, make sure that everything's set up right. Charging privileges are set accordingly, all that good stuff. And then they can head right to the parks. And check-in really doesn't take very long at all. So it shouldn't add, you know, more time to their day or anything. Just go ahead and do it and then head to the parks.
Yep. Sounds great. And it's 5 minutes. Check in, you know, you can even drop your bags if you want. You don't have to, if you have your own car, you can just leave them in your car, but just get that parking pass and then you can zip right through the toll gate and get to rope drop.
Absolutely.
All right. Question number two, since we'll be driving our own car there, what is the best way to get from the resort to the parks in downtown Disney Springs? The resort buses or our own car? So again, I'm going to come back to Pam on this one because you guys always drive and you're not a fan of the buses. I know you like to drive places, but what's your rationale with driving most places?
So my rationale, first of all, is Steve, who gets antsy waiting for the bus. he just does. Sometimes, even if it would be quicker, he still, you know, goes for driving. Every now and then when we are going to the Magic Kingdom, I toss it out there and I say, you know, if we took a bus, we'd be dropped off right at there. And he still is not really a big fan. We have to do it when we're down for Marathon Weekend because he can't drive all the places he wants to, which we did do. And, you know, whatever. So anyways, what I'm going to say is he still feels the same about the buses. But anyways, if you have a car, I would drive to all the parks except for Magic Kingdom. I would take the transportation from your resort because, like I mentioned, you avoid the whole transportation and ticket center and you're dropped off right there by the entrance to the Magic Kingdom. And I think that's faster in most cases. The only thing that you may want to consider is at the end of the night, if you're leaving during a really busy time, but it's going to be busy whether you're leaving via your vehicle and going out to the TTC or via bus, but you just have to be prepared for that. So think about that. Right now, with the construction going on at Downtown Disney, there is a brand new parking lot, which really does help alleviate some of the parking. But you're parking down by the west side, by where the old Pleasure Island used to be. So take that into consideration. You may want to take transportation available from your resort right to Downtown Disney because it could save you a little bit of time and a little bit of aggravation maybe because things aren't always so easy peasy there right now. But no need to, avoid Downtown Disney. I've heard a few people saying, avoid Downtown Disney. It's a mess right now. I don't know. We went a bunch of times and we were there during a super busy time of the year. And while the construction, you know, you see it and it's around and it's kind of a pain to get from here to there, you know, the stores are open, the restaurants are still there. And we did just as much shopping as we had in the past. So it was fine.
And Disney appreciates you doing that.
That's right. They wanted me to come. They wanted me to go there.
That's right. They want more people like you. Anyway, I had a reason. I love the cowbell.
Speaking of cowbell, I have, I think, an update.
Okay, go ahead. There you go. That's the Run Disney cowbell. Go ahead.
I, I cannot find a race map for this year. I don't know why. But from what I can see from the course from last year, it is the exact same course that I just ran. So you run outside, you start in the Epcot parking lot, you run a loop out in the, on the main road, you come back, you enter through the Norway, backstage through Norway, you go around World Showcase, you go through the loop of the Epcot resorts, then you come back, you enter around Imagination, and then you go through and pass by Spaceship Earth, and then you exit the park, and then you finish in the parking lot. So,
and that's what I thought it was. I was just, for some reason with the Crystal Palace, I was thinking Magic Kingdom area, but that wouldn't really make sense. So,
nope, same research. Route that I just took as far as I know. So.
All right, Ashley has one last question here, so get your thinking caps on, because this one might be a tough one. She says the last question might be tricky, but we have a fifth park ticket that we won't be using. We'll be buying these through Undercover Tourist, and it's a buy four, get one free deal. What can we do with this last set of tickets? Save them for a future trip? Give them to family or friends? Throw them away? What would you do? I'm not quite sure if these are individual tickets or all linked together as one when we receive them, so I'm not positive if I will have to link them all to my Disney experience or not. Thanks for all the help, and keep those fantastic podcasts coming. You guys are awesome. Again, Ashley is in Rome, Georgia. So she's getting a buy four, get one free, but they're only going to be there for 4 days, so they really don't have a use for that fifth one. So this sounds like it might be one of those situations where it's just going to be, I hate to say it, but a loss. It seems like, Debbie, do you have any suggestions?
No, I never buy for anybody but Disney, because I don't know what stipulations. Is there any type of stipulation that is in the small print? So she might want to really investigate that before she gets excited to give it away and then finds out that it might have already been canceled out.
Yeah, I know you probably can't do the family or friends giving it away, because what it's going to be is an additional day where it's not going to be like a first day ticket. So that wouldn't be an option. In saving them for a future trip, that's probably not going to work. That's probably going to be your best bet, is to see if you can squeak on one more day, because the cost of the, you know, the theme park is one of your, you know, it's not your major cost at day five.
Right.
But when you have that day, if you could squeeze on one more resort day, that's probably, I mean, Pam, do you think that's your best bet to try to maximize
your savings? That's part of the new special, too, that you get an extra day for free, that the spring special, depending on, you know, the dates and things like that. But that was included, that you get a 5-day ticket for the price of the 4-day ticket. Regardless, it's not going to be a day that you can give to anyone. If you get an extra day on your ticket, the tickets are non-transferable. They're going to expire within 14 days of the first use, and they have to be used by you to begin with. So, that's all you can do is try to squeeze an extra day. We're experts at that. Come on.
You have to now. It's a loss. You can't lose that day, you know?
No.
It never comes back around.
Spend $500 to save 10.
That's it.
Yes, exactly.
That's how we think. All right. Time for the last question of the day, and it comes from Jenny McKeon, and she says, "Hi, BOGP crew. I'm taking a short trip to Disney later this month, January 26th through the 30th, so we're just in time. And I had a few questions for y'all. One, does Cherry Coke exist in Walt Disney World? This kind of feels deja vu, but I can't remember if this was brought up before and what the answer was." All right, she has three questions. That's the first one. Ricky, I think you did some research on this one. I know it's at All-Star Sports.
It's at Movies, too. I believe it's at most, if not all of them. So, yeah, I think she's fine.
Yeah, I think it's at Riverside, too. Yeah, it's now the thing they need, because I am addicted to it, and I've been addicted for about 3 or 4 months, is Cherry Coke Zero.
Now you're asking entirely too much. They can only have so many.
I know. But I'm just, so come on, man. We're the BR Guest Podcast. We don't ask for much. We need Cherry Coke Zero in the tappers. Anyway, number two, do you have any ideas on how to dress up my hotel window? My boyfriend and I usually go around our anniversary, and last year I put up princess stuff. This year I'm looking for Mickey and Minnie window decor. Know where I can get some. I'd rather not go the DIY route because I'm too lazy, but I might surprise myself. So, okay, she's like me. Jenny's just like me, man. For one thing, when I DIY it, it looks UGLY. So, because I have no TALENT. So, I try not to be lazy, but, you know, hey, to each their own. So, Pam, I know you made some killer boxes that are here in the studio with I can't cry cut or something. I don't know what you used, but it was cool. So, any ideas for stuff like that?
I used a Cricut.
That's it, a Cricut.
If you don't have one, you're not not going to want to go out and buy them because they're a little pricey. But you know what? I've seen lots of people do, which I think is really cool. You can get like window clings.
Uh-huh.
And just go ahead and search for them. You'll find them. They're easy peasy to put on. You can get them in all kinds of Disney and other themes. You can also, here, this is a little DIY coming into play now.
Oh, no.
You can also order sheets that you can print on your own printer at home.
Oh, there you go.
So then you can just go ahead, pick what you wanted, have the words to be exactly what you want, print it at home. Now, even a novice DIYer can use the printer. So
I can do that.
Anyway, so give that a shot. But yeah, I love it, and I see it actually at the Value Resorts more than any other resorts, people decorating their windows, and I love it. I think it's so cool. I love what people do. They're so creative. So you know, I wish I was there to see it, but take a picture and make sure you send it in so we can put it on the
definitely
Facebook page.
Let me just give the little tip, because I've done it before. I've gotten window clings at Walgreens. So that may be somewhere that you want to start with and see if they have anything, especially nowadays with it being Valentine's Day. They may have like lovey-dovey, you know, window clings with Mickey and Minnie or something like that. So that would be what I would do.
You know, Mary Jo Collins just texted me to say that Walgreens put out their Valentine's stuff in Knoxville, Tennessee in November. You know, it's been out
there. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding. That's she didn't say that. Silly. I'm just kidding, though. But it seems like it's been out for a while. It has. They do have cool Disney stuff at Walgreens. I'm not just trying to, you know, the show's not brought to you by Walgreens, but Mary Jo Collins will, she'll love this.
No, but it does.
Their sponsor.
That's right. Make sure to check out the one in Knoxville.
I got a Mickey light up jack-o'-lantern there one year. So.
Me too.
I've got all kinds of stuff from there. Total splurge things, man. That's why their stock goes up, because people buy stuff. Oh, it's Disney. I got to have it.
Anyway. I got to have it. Oh, my
gosh. It is. It's crazy. I feel like compelled. I'm like, oh, put that right in the cart.
That's so, it. I just came in to get some ibuprofen. Why am I spending $50?
I know. Why did I spend $250 at Walgreens?
Oh, that was a mistake.
Okay.
You guys keep getting thank you notes from them.
That's it. Well, the other day, you know, when I was going in to pick up my 17 drugs for my pneumonia and influenza, they told me, hey, you got $5 to spend because you spent so much here. You want to use it? I'm like, oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
What just new stuff can I buy?
Let me use my Apple Pay here. That's why I love Walgreens. I get my money because I get to use my thumb to pay for my stuff. Anyway, last question from Jenny. She says, we made an 8 a.m. reservation for Trails End breakfast for our first morning at Disney. Do you know offhand how early the buses leave Pop Century and how early the boats will leave for Fort Wilderness? Also, isn't there some sort of trail we could take from the resort to the restaurant? We've only been to the resort at night, so that could have been just a nighttime hallucination. Thanks in advance for the help instead of making me search the internet for answers. All right, yes, we're your Google or your Siri. That is exactly what we are here on the podcast. And, okay, she needs to get from Pop Century to Trails End, and then I don't get the Fort Wilderness boat thing, unless she wants to go over to Wilderness Lodge or something.
Yeah, no,
or the trail.
Well,
I'm confused by the trail.
She wants to go to the, I'm guessing she has to go to the Magic Kingdom, and then she has to take the boat to Fort Wilderness. That's what she's asking. And
First of all, you need to consider later breakfast arrangements. Just yes.
Because actually, you may be right, because I don't think that they're going to start running that early. I mean, they do start running early, but you might be able to.
Yeah, I think you will. I think the transportation should start about an hour before park is set to
open. Will take you to the Magic Kingdom, and then you'd have an hour to get to. I mean, you're really pushing it, though, because, you know, I mean, time-wise, of course you'll make it in the time. I mean, they won't say, no, you're late. You can't come in. But, I mean, you know, I would be stressed.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
I would be stressed. Like,
And it will be really challenging, actually, even to take a taxi to get there, because when you're traveling to Fort Wilderness from that point, it will only take you to a certain point, and then you have to take the internal buses. So,
but that's probably easier than,
I would do the cab to the internal bus. That's
I would do
what
the cab
thinking.
To the
internal
bus.
Yeah, I would leave yourself plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know what?
And think about when are those buses going to start, the internal buses?
Those run pretty much, they run a lot, though, don't they? Because, I mean, what if somebody gets up at 6 a.m. and has to go down?
They run a lot, but they run in accordance with bus scheduling. So, like, you can't get one at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, but I bet you could get one at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't know. Where would you be going?
I mean, camper people get up early. I'm not stereotyping, but people
like
sleeping in tents
or
get up early.
At the main store?
I mean, the settlement and stuff.
Lobby area? Like, I would think there's, like, shop or something that people could go
to.
They
aren't open 24 hours, though, either.
We need to all stay there.
If someone has an answer, please email us and let us know.
No, the trick is she needs to bring her own golf cart. That's it.
There you go.
And she just motor it over all the terrain.
That's
an idea.
You could just go right.
Just push it back till 9 o'clock.
Or do something reasonable.
I bet
like
there's
that.
Still availability.
Even 8:30. I don't know.
I can see Jenny cruising down World Drive in the golf cart so she doesn't miss her Trails End reservation.
That would be funny.
Down Osceola Parkway.
I love that you're squeezing out every moment of your Disney vacation.
That is awesome.
You get home, you are going to be a tired girl.
But she's going to have some awesome window clings that are DIY now.
She's going to go home with the crud, too.
That's it.
Her immune system is going to be compromised from all this.
Did you hear our shows last week, Jenny? Don't go so hard.
Jenny.
It'll kill you. Anyway, all right. Well, that's it for today. And please do send in your questions. We love your questions. They're so much fun. So send those to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And don't forget today's episode, as always, brought to you by the good folks over at VirtualMickey.com. Check out DVC by D-Point. It's a great resource for all of you DVC owners. And one of the greatest features there is the Point Maximizer, because it gives you 82 possible combinations to spin those points. When you say the date you want to go down, it'll tell you, hey, look at this option or this option. You know, you can go big and splurge, or you can save some points and, you know, have an awesome vacation, but do this instead. And that's one of the greatest features over there. And of course, if you like their apps, and we all do, you know, because you got Days to Go, which gets us pumped up for the next trip, and DVC by D Point and others. And, you know, the best way you can help a developer like Joe is to drop by iTunes. Let them know that you love their apps. Write a great review, because that, you know, let's face it, when we're all getting ready to download an app, we check out what everybody else is saying about it, and that kind of helps us determine if we're going to get it or not. So, you know, support the folks who support us. Give them a great review if you use their apps. Let them know that you you care about them and you love them, so we'd really appreciate that. And check out all their great apps today over at virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're out there and talking all the time. Let's go around the table. I'm on Twitter at BRGuestMike. Ricky, what about you?
At Ricky Nibs.
Pam?
At TMFLT Pam.
And Debbie?
I don't tweet, but I do Facebook.
Okay, give it. How can they get a hold of you on Facebook? Is Debbie, or what do you go by? No, it wouldn't be Debbie.
No, it is my name, but just you can do the Making Magic and Memories.
Okay, that's perfect.
Works.
Okay, perfect. Great. I just want to make sure we could get in contact with everybody that you'd want to talk to here on the show, because it is a pleasure talking with everybody, and I know that I've been swamped in and haven't got to interact enough lately, but I'm really making that an effort here in the days moving forward. Do check out Magical Mouse Radio. The numbers have been bouncing back now that Christmas is over, and we got all those Christmas stations out of the way. You know, everybody's done listening to Christmas music. So everybody's back to the great stuff down at Walt Disney World. We play that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Check out Background Loop Tuesday. It's not 24 hours, because we have the Kiss Goodnight at 9 o'clock Central, but we have 21 hours of Background Loops every Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. It's World Showcase Wednesday morning. All that stuff you would hear in Epcot if you were cruising around with your Starbucks, you know, just walking.
Oh my God, have you seen
morning.
Those mugs? I have to have those mugs. Saying, those mugs are going to be mine.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't seen
awesome.
The
Starbucks
mugs?
I've only been in a Starbucks once, and it was on Main Street, USA.
No, they have new Starbucks mugs for each of the different 4 theme parks. Plus, they have the tumbler. I have to have all of them, and like, I'm not like a cup hoarder or anything like that, but seriously, those are going to all be mine, and they're like, yeah, they're all gonna be in my cabinet.
All right, so I'll take your word for it, and I'll check it out right here after the show. All right. Do check out Magical Mouse Radio. We play great stuff every day, all day, so check it out, magicalmouseradio.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show coming your way on magicalmouseradio.com will be on Sunday night, February 18th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So put it on the calendar and make it a plan to join us. Again, another holiday weekend. It'll be President's Day the next week. So if you're a teacher, hey, you get off the next day. So spend that Sunday night with us. That's February 18th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, magicalmouseradio.com. And if you don't mind, the podcast awards are back out there, and we're not going to campaign hard on this, but hey, we love being nominated. You know, it's always a pleasure to be up there with the big guys. You know, we kind of have an inkling as to who may be in the clubhouse lead at this point, because they've won it maybe once or twice before. But you know what? We're going to give it a run like we always do. So if you don't mind, podcastawards.com, you can drop by there and nominate the Be Our Guest podcast in the travel category this week. We'd really appreciate that. And thank you for doing that, because it helps. That's a great way for others to find us another way, and love getting new listeners to the show. It's what it's all about. So thanks again for downloading today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, we'll answer some more listener questions next Wednesday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a terrific Wednesday. Get back to work, but have some fun with it. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.